Being a private investigator means two things. You can be sure you'll run into trouble, and you can never be sure you'll get out of it. Not much you can do about it, I guess, except, like Julie always says,
walk softly, Peter Troy.
And now Peter Troy investigates the claws for the minx. Julie, she's the gal who pounds the beat-up typewriter in the front office, never liked Ilona from the start. But I guess that's because they're two entirely different types of women. My secretary's a cute little redhead with a turned-up nose and dimples, and, well, she really is a honey. On the other hand, Ilona, well, to start off with, Ilona is usually clothed from head to toe by Christian Dior. And Ilona is tall and slim and blonde. She has a pair of ice blue eyes set under long, luscious lashes. And those eyes could turn a red-blooded man into a dithering idiot in just 2 seconds flat. At least, that's what Julie thought they did to me. But I like to think I was in complete control of the situation right from the start. That's what I like to think.
Mr. Pemberton, would you mind reading that clause in my uncle's will once again, please?
No, certainly, Miss Myers.
Oh, thank you.
Daniel Quentin Myers, being of sound mind...
Skip that and get to the significant part, hmm?
I take it you mean this. Do hereby bequeath my estates, monies, and assets to my niece, Ilona Ann Myers, in their entirety, on condition that, for a period of 7 days following the reading of this will, she can prove beyond any doubt that she can stay out of trouble, not be fined for speeding or drunken behavior, or have any of her escapades reported in the press, or attract the attention of the law in any detrimental way during that time, thereby proving that she is capable and sensible enough, if she chooses to be, of controlling a fortune in excess of £500,000. Such as this one I bequeath her. I don't think it's any laughing matter, Miss Myers.
Don't you, dear Mr. Pemberton? Look at the faces on the rest of my dear relatives. Just look at them. Uncle Daniel left them out in the cold.
Yes, but I must remind you that the money is not yours yet, Miss Myers.
So I have to be a good girl for 7 days, hmm?
Precisely.
And if I'm not?
You lose the money. All of it.
That's reasonable, I would say.
And who gets it?
Should you fail in abiding by your late uncle's wishes, then I am to open this second sealed envelope. Further instructions for the disbursement of the money are contained herein.
You know something, Mr. Pemberton? You even talk like a legal document. It shouldn't be too difficult, should it? Just keep out of trouble for 7 days.
Don't start counting the money before you get it, Ilona. I'm betting that you'll never make it, my dear.
Yeah.
I'm betting that you couldn't stay out of trouble for 7 hours, let alone 7 days. That little golden snippet came from a ray of sunshine called Clifford Denton, one of the late lamented Daniel Myers' brood of nephews. And they really were a brood. For Myers left, apart from £500,000, a half a gross of assorted money-grabbing nieces and nephews, all anxious and willing to see Ilona lose the bequest. In the past, her indulgent Uncle Daniel had smiled at the high-spirited frolics of his favorite niece and coughed up the fines that magistrates throughout the length and breadth of London dealt out to her with monotonous regularity. Yep, the male escort that could keep up with her for very long was a fellow with the stamina and perseverance of an ox. This thought flitted through my mind when Julie ushered her into my office the next morning.
Well, Mr. Troy, that's all you have to do to earn that £500. Just keep me out of trouble for 7 days.
I don't get it, Miss Myers.
It's simple enough, isn't it?
Not to my way of thinking.
Why not?
You stand to inherit £500,000, right?
Right.
Well, with that kind of dough in the offing, wouldn't it be worth your while to find some
quiet little apartment in the country somewhere and just lock yourself away for 7 days?
That wouldn't be fair. My Uncle Daniel was a sportsman, Mr. Troy. More than anything else in this world, he liked the challenge. He liked something he could match his wits against. And he was a fair fighter, too. He used to say that in this respect, I was very much like him.
So
I'm not going to take the easy way out. Because that wouldn't prove a thing.
Well, what's to prove?
That I can handle the money. Oh, I play around, Mr. Troy. I do all the things they say I do. But I do them because I'm not yet ready to settle down. I want to live my youth out to its full.
Well, that's nice, but it could be expensive for you right now.
Well, for the next 7 days, I intend to simmer down a bit. But I don't intend to bury myself out of harm's way. I'll go out now and again, have a little innocent fun here and there, but I won't go off the rails. No bad publicity, no appearances in court.
Oh, good.
You'll see to that.
For
the next 7 days, Mr. Troy, I shall want you as my escort and my troubleshooter. If I'm still eligible for the money 7 days from now, you get your £500. Well, do you take the assignment?
Yes, but I have this horrible feeling in the back of my mind that I should get my head read by a competent psychiatrist. I wonder why that is.
This isn't such a bad way to earn a living, is it?
Well, let's keep it that way, huh? Ilona, would you go easy on the champagne?
Oh, you look worried, Pete.
I'm just waiting for something to happen, that's all.
Oh, what could possibly happen? I told you I was going to behave myself, and I promise you I am. We're just going to have a nice, quiet dinner together, and then...
Oh, hello there, Pete.
What?
Who is this, Pete?
Oh, now surely you must remember me, Miss Myers. I'm Mr. Troy's private secretary. We met this morning. But I don't suppose you even noticed me.
No, I don't suppose I did.
Julie, what the devil are you doing here?
Protecting the protector, Pete, that's all. I have to tag along, Miss Myers, to keep a tab on the expenses.
Would you care for a candid photo, ladies and gentlemen? I can have a print ready for you in an hour. It makes a pleasant memento of the evening.
Look, just beat it, huh?
Well, I just thought...
We said no. Now, if you don't want that camera fitted around your head...
Okay. I'm just trying to do my job.
That's strange. I didn't know they had photographers on staff at this restaurant.
You know, photos could mean publicity.
Well, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Well, let's not take any chances. That £500 could pay up a lot of back rent on my office.
Some champagne, Miss...
Summers. Yes, why not? Has she had very much of that giggle water, Pete?
No. Listen, what are you doing here?
I came to tell you that there was a phone call after you left this afternoon. Someone wanted to know where you and Miss Myers intended going this evening.
And who was it?
They didn't say.
You didn't tell them?
Of course not. But they said they'd find out anyway.
Oh.
Come on, you two, no secrets. And don't you forget you're my date this evening, Pete. And I... Oh!
Hey, what's the matter?
Oh, I don't know, Pete. Suddenly I feel dizzy.
Champagne.
Well, she's only had one glass.
I think I'm going to pass out.
Oh, no, not here.
Oh, that photographer's looking.
Oh!
Julie, create a diversion.
What?
Go on over the other side of the room and yell blue murder, anything. Scream for the police.
I don't know why I do these things for you.
Oh, Pete.
Oh, good grief. That darn photographer's just let off a flashbulb in our general direction.
Oh, Pete. Oh,
come on, Julie. Come on. Create a diversion.
Please,
people are... St-
help!
Oh,
help,
atta
me,
girl.
Help!
Come on, Ilona. On your feet.
I can't move, Pete.
And I'll have to carry you. Over here, in the car. Is everything all right?
Oh, I don't know. I said someone stole my handbag, then played the vague female and found it again. I apologized and got out before they started asking too many questions.
Oh, good girl.
And Ilona?
Oh, she's out to it now.
How?
Oh, it couldn't have been the champagne. She went out to it too quickly. Someone must have drugged her.
One of the waiters.
Or that photographer when he leaned over to ask if we wanted a picture.
He took a photo when Ilona slumped down in her chair.
Yes, I know.
Well, let's get away from here.
Not yet. I'm waiting for a friend.
Oh, who?
That guy with a flash bulb. Who else?
Oh, she's coming out of it.
Well, for my money, I wish she'd stay in Slumberland. She's less trouble that way.
Oh, now, Pete, I can't believe that.
Look, Julie, I'm earning this money the hard way. Hold it. We have company. You stay where you are, Julie.
Pete, be careful.
Hello again. Taking any good pictures lately, friend?
Who are you?
You know darn well who I am.
Why?
That's a nice-looking camera you got there. A press job, huh? I bet you've got some interesting film in it, too.
Now, you keep away from me.
I said I'd fit it around your head, didn't I? You want to wear it as a tiara?
No.
Okay, then, do some talking. And take that last roll of film out, the one that has the picture of Ilona Myers on it.
Okay, so you want the film. What is there to talk about?
Who set this all up? Who wanted bad publicity for Miss Myers? And who are you working for?
No one, not a soul.
That wasn't the right answer, brother.
It's the only one you're going to get.
Hey, he's got a gun!
Why, you...
Stop him, someone! Stop him!
This time, Julie's screams were for real. Just as our photographer friend had been playing it for real a moment before. He really did want to kill me. Luckily, Julie's warning gave me a vital second in which to turn. But I felt that bullet burn across my left temple before I joined Ilona in Slumberland. Well, Julie's screams brought a policeman to the scene in double-quick time, and he and Julie dragged me into the restaurant again. And, just as inevitably as night follows day, it wasn't long before Inspector Caswell arrived to lend his sage counsel. You know, whenever I'm involved in any sort of trouble, I can always bet my bottom dollar that Caswell won't be far behind. After a while, I got to my feet and our little party adjourned to the manager's office.
What was it this time, Troy? A blonde or a brunette in distress?
A blonde.
Want to tell me about it?
Oh, in a word, Inspector.
Who shot at you?
A Boy Scout. I refuse to let him do his good deed for the... Ooh, my head.
Your information, my friend. You just came to within 3 millimeters of death.
Yeah, well, it certainly feels like less than that. Hey, Julie, that camera.
I got it.
The film?
Nicely ruined.
Oh, good.
Now, come on, Troy. I want some information.
Inspector, I'm not going to press charges against that trigger man.
I couldn't care less. Someone discharged a firearm and...
Oh, will you listen to him? Inspector, look, go and book someone for jaywalking or something, will you?
You're on a case?
Well, what does it look like?
The clown.
You know I don't give out with that sort of information.
Yeah, one of these days, Troy, you'll end up very dead.
Yeah. Ooh.
Now, who the devil's this?
Would someone please tell me just exactly what's going on?
Miss Ilona Myers.
Well, who are you?
Careful, police.
Oh.
Ilona, have you been out in the car all this time?
Yes, I just woke up. And I have got a hangover.
So has Pete.
Oh, Pete. Oh, your poor head. Oh, what happened?
Well, it's just an occupational hazard. I like my clients to know that they're getting value for their money.
Troy, I'll give you a couple of minutes to talk to your client, and then I'm coming back in here for some answers. And I intend to get them.
Oh.
What happened?
Well, I got shot at. By that photographer. Ilona, did you ever see him before?
No, never.
Well, he got upset because I spoiled his picture of you slumped over a restaurant table. It looked as though you were dead drunk.
But I didn't
have... Pete thinks you were drugged.
Oh, yes, but why would...
It's really very simple, Ilona. Someone doesn't want you to have Uncle Daniel's money. And it's logical to assume that the reason why they don't want you to have it is because they know that they're the old man's second choice.
That other envelope?
Correct. Obviously, they know that if you lose the money, they get it.
Who would be Uncle Daniel's second choice?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, who did he like best after you?
As far as I know, he hated them all. Yes, hated and despised them.
Well, he must have intended to leave his money to someone. If you failed to qualify under that zany clause.
Well, if he did, I don't know who it could be.
Oh, that's just fine. It means we've got no starting point.
If Inspector Caswell progresses with his investigations into the shooting, Elona's name will be dragged into it sooner or later, and she'll lose the money anyway.
Hey, that's right.
That other door must lead somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I vote we get away from here just as quickly as we can, huh?
Yeah, we'll make for Elona's car.
And then what?
I get you back to your home, that's what.
But the night's young yet.
Lady, this is as old as it's going to get.
I don't like other people driving my car, Pete.
Well, after your 7-day probationary period is over, you can drive it all you want, Elona. Till then, just relax and enjoy the services of Peter Troy, chauffeur. Now till we get out of the city limits, we're not traveling one speck over 30 miles an hour.
Oh, well, it's a lovely night. Actually, you can drive as slow as you like, Pete.
Mm-hmm.
It means I have more time with you.
Keep your eyes on the road, Pete.
Oh, I forgot about you back there.
Sorry to play gooseberry. Oh, and Pete.
Yes?
I have some news for you.
What?
There's a car following us. A big black sedan.
Oh, no.
Could be Inspector Caswell.
Or else that photographer guy coming round to have another crack at me.
You've just passed the de-restriction sign, Pete. You can speed it up now if you want.
Yes, it might be a good idea to get rid of our shadow, regardless of who it is.
Oh, speed. I love speed. You know, I've had this car up to 105.
That's fine, but I think I'll stick to a modest 80.
Well, you're leaving that sedan behind. Maybe he wasn't following us. Doesn't seem to be taking much notice now.
Hey, take it easy. That was a pretty sharp corner.
I know it.
You could slow down now. You've lost time.
I can't slow down.
What?
The accelerator pedal's jammed.
Pete, we'll crash.
I'll try and bring it down through the gears.
Pete, another corner, a hairpin bend.
Hold on.
We'll never make it.
Elona.
Oh, my leg. I can't move my leg.
Well, at least we're all alive.
Not for an accident like that.
That was no accident.
What?
That accelerator was jammed on purpose. Someone must have been fiddling with that car whilst we were in the restaurant.
We could have been killed.
That's right. They play rough, don't they? I suppose they figure that there's two ways they can stop you from getting that money. Get your name in the gossip columns or in the obituary section.
Someone wants to murder me. One of my relatives?
Well, even doting cousins have been known to start thinking about homicide when there's £500,000 at stake. Oh, anyway, let's get out of this.
Oh, I still can't move this leg.
Yeah, let me have a look at it.
I'll go and look for a phone.
Our car, Pete.
Oh, good. I'll hail him down. It's a black sedan.
And it's the one that was following us.
Oh, good grief. Julie. Get Elona undercover.
Right.
Well, Mr. Troy, I see you've had a mishap.
Ah, my photographer friend.
Anything fatal, I hope?
No. There's not even a news story in it for you. I was driving the jalopy when it piled up.
But Miss Myers was with you, wasn't she?
Can you see her?
I saw her get into the car. You haven't stopped on the way. She's around somewhere.
Look, who are you?
My name's Bartlett, but I don't suppose that means anything to you.
Oh,
and please don't come any closer. This gun is loaded. This time I won't miss, I assure you.
You're going to commit a multiple murder, Bartlett?
Looks as though I'm going to have to, doesn't it? Elona has to die, of course. We can't afford to have any witnesses.
We?
My partner and I.
Oh, yeah, that fella sitting in the back of the car.
Yes, he's naturally shy.
Too scared to show his face, huh? Which one of the nephews is he?
Oh, you'd be surprised, Mr. Troy.
Bartlett, there's another car coming.
Mr. Pembleton.
Can you go with me, Bartlett, that car?
Who's Pembleton?
Uncle Daniel's solicitor.
Oh, well, that figures. Bartlett, you've got troubles.
What?
Let me show you.
Troy, what the devil's
Inspector,
going on?
Inspector, it's times like these that I thank my lucky stars that you are a nosy Parker. Get one of your men to drag that other gent out of the black sedan. He has a tale to tell, my friend.
Harrison?
Yes, sir. I'll get him.
His name's Pembleton.
And he was my solicitor.
I guess you'd try and give me the slip. I have a squad car waiting outside the restaurant. Now, will you please tell me what all this is about?
Well, in 6 days' time, I inherit a lot of money.
If she behaves herself.
But there's a rider clause to the will.
If she kicks over the traces in that time...
I get no money.
So Pembleton, her solicitor, sets out to make sure it looks as though she's been living it up.
Now, wait a minute.
Because, obviously, the second will gives him the option to dispose of the money as he wishes.
I don't understand.
And he disposed of it to himself.
Because only he would know the contents of the second envelope.
You're not making any sense, any of you.
It's strange. I thought it was all perfectly simple.
Now, this fellow down here is the only thing I can make any sense out of.
Who, Bartlett?
Barnett. Gary Barnett. We've got a file on him back at the yard a mile long.
Uh-huh.
Hoodlum and trigger artist.
Yes, hired by Mr. Pembleton, no doubt.
Yeah, I think we'd better take some statements.
Oh, it'll be a pleasure. Now, Pete, if you just lift me out of here.
I certainly. There we are.
My, but you're strong.
Thanks.
But watch where you're stepping, lover. There's wreckage all around. Yeah.
Oh.
Hey!
Yes, I know. But say it anyway.
Walk softly, Peter Troy.
Ilona had lost her bequest. The money would have gone to Pembleton, according to the proviso in that second envelope. It would have gone to Pembleton to do with as he wishes. Uncle Daniel was like that, evidently. As for Ilona, well, she got the £500,000 all right, but she couldn't celebrate her victory. You see, she was in hospital, well and truly out of harm's way. That leg of hers, that beautiful leg, had got itself broken in the smash. Oh, just a tiny break, you understand, but... enough to put her out of action for a short while. Oh, and I got my money okay, too. After all, that was the condition of the assignment, wasn't it? In any case, I reckon I earned the $500 in those first 24 hours of the job. And Inspector Caswell, well, he was happy, too. Ilona sent him a box of good cigars and a crate of champagne for keeping quiet about the car smash. In fact, Julie was the only one that wasn't completely satisfied with the whole business. For some reason, she just didn't like Ilona Myers. Yeah, I wonder why.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. ¶¶